Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for remembering me, Rosi Shiuchu, Le Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Chana Bas Rav Yona, Maris Alta Chana Bas Rav Meir Zev. And schus Moshe Rav Peshtin Raiso Moshe Mordechai. We are learning in Yane, we're learning Maseches Yadayim, and in Yane Atilas Yadayim, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Orach Chaim, in Simen Kuf Samach, Sif Yud Gimel, it says, Sarach Shev Amayim Revias, V'hani Mili Le'echor, Aval Le'beiz, Shebao Lito Ke'echor Acharoin, Ein Sarach, V'afilu B'zeachar Zeh, U'avad Shlo Yivso Kakiluach, Kates the Rovius mine, the Kli, who push at Echo Yoda of Achir, Yotek al Yoda, Boshin, who push Yoda, the Matimin, the Somach Yodo, Lide Arishan, the Kilof Yored al Yodo Shalarishan, the Yodo Shalashin, Shalamatimenu, Ideshneim Toherois, Alfish Apiches, Shur Arabis, Kemigim, the Yodo Shalashin, Yod of Toherois, Ibne Shahim Boy, Mishurai Tahar, Yishmatirim, a Fuxan Zahazel, Bishosh, Skilach, Lito Mehem, Haibam Revis, Kamashin is all in Meshabo, Mishari Tahar. So, you see here that it says that if the water needs to have a revius, and that's for one person, two people, doesn't have to have a revius for each of them. It can even have a revius for one of them, because if the water is being poured on then one hands and then the other guy is beneath his hands, puts his hands beneath his hands, it works for both of them. The revius works for both of them, even though by the time he gets to the second guy's hand, there's no longer a revius. Because it hit the first guy's hands, and now there's less than a revius to come to the second guy's hands, it doesn't matter. Because it's mishiurei tahara, it's what's left over from the tahara, of the meaning of the original revius, which is enough. And then there's a yeshomrim in the Shulchan Aruch, a second day, two ways of understanding the Mishnah, that even if they're not poured upon simultaneously, but they both come with intention to wash their hands. So if you wash it for one guy with a revius, and then there's some left over, the other guy can wash from this cup, even if there's less than revius, because it's called shiurei tahara, what's left over from the originally kosher revius. So, we're going to be learning with the Perush of Marina Barbein, Rav Nosson Zatzal, Maseches Yadayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. It says, May Revius, Nosson Yadayim, Le'echad Af L'Shnayim, even two people can use the Revius water. And the Gemara Gittin the Girsa is, May Revius Notlin, not May Revius Nosson, Mirevius. So to Nazir 38a, and the Rash explains, Delechad Be'inan Revius Mitchila. For one person, you need a Revius. Aval Vetshrei Gavrei, when there are two people, Kishahayabo Revius, V'notel Harishon, V'chakach Hasheni, and the first person was Notel. And then afterwards, the second person was Notel. Afagav Delohave Revius, Gabe Sheni, Shabir Dami, Holy Mishiare Tahara Asi Kid Isa Bachulin, because it came from what's left over of the Tahara, like we find in the Gemara in Chulin on page Kuf Zion Omer Aleph, Adkan Midivrei Harash, Mashma from the Rash, that even if these two guys are notal Yadem, Ze Achar Ze, nevertheless, Mahani Lahasheni, it's good for the second guy. Even though there's not a revius left in the coast, because it comes from Shiare Tahara. And so writes the Rash Behedia explicitly later on. The Rosh, not Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishans, but Rabbeinu Usher, writes the Rosh, Kevin Tishneim Bo Latari Yedeim Bevas Achas, Shiurei Tahara Mo'ilin L'Sheni Yipavos Mervis. Since they're both coming, we mitar their hands simultaneously, the leftover Tahara is effective, it's good, for the second guy with less than a Revius. So it's mashma from the Rosh that only if the two people are being Noti Yadayim Bevas Achas. Now, in the previous shiur, we saw that it's not Pasha to learn the Rosh this way. Reb Chaim, we saw in his parish to the Mishnah, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that he learned not like this, that according to the Rosh, they're both coming at the same time, but the actual Netila is one at a time, first for Reuven, then for Shimon. But the way Rabbeinu Reb Nosson is understanding the Rosh is really, his Lashon is ambiguous. Does he mean they're mamish washing? I mean, there are definitely 2 days in the Rishonim. You see 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Beis Yosef, and here in the Shulchan Aruch. But what does the Rosh mean? So Reb Nosson understands the Rosh means that they're mamish washing simultaneously. Their hands are being washed together. So what's the Vas Achas? Is it Latar Yadayim? Is it the bow of Vas Achas? But the Tar Yadayim, is it going to be Vas? They just came to purify their hands together, but then you're going to wash one, then wash the other? Or is Pshat that, no, the actual Tar Yadayim is coming with Vas Achas. Not just coming, Latar Yadayim Vas Achas, you're actually being Matar Yadayim Vas Achas. And only then the Svar of Shiari Tara works, it's good enough since it starts with the Revius. Even though by the time it gets the second guy's hand, it's no longer Revius, it doesn't matter. And that's only if they're washing simultaneously, but together at the same time. But if you wash one guy's hand, and then another guy comes along, that's too late. That you can't do, according to this Havan and the Rosh, and again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one day in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you wash one guy's hands, then the other guy's hands, Zelotov. And even though we find Gardume Tcheles for Gardume Ezov, the leftover of the Ezov and the leftover of the Tcheles of Yotzitzis, so even though it doesn't have a shear anymore that normal Tcheles requires, but since originally it had a shear, even though now the shear is cut off, it's still good enough. In such a case, it's already gone. So just like we say about Gardume Tcheles, the leftover Tcheles, that once it's gone, since originally it had a shear. Now that it doesn't have a shear, you're fine. And b'shas ma'isa, when you're wearing it, it doesn't have a shear anymore. The leftover tcheles, and still it's good, still it's kosher. So why don't we say the same thing here? That you washed the hands of one guy. It started out okay, the coast. It had a revius. And now the second guy washes his hands. It should be okay for the second guy. Why does this opinion, as we're explaining the Rosh now, and as the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef bring down the opinion, that once you wash for one guy, now you wash for the other guy, it's no good. It has to be done at the same time. Why does it have to be the same time? By tcheles, you see that once the little bit of tcheles is missing, even though it doesn't have a shear anymore, but since originally it had the proper shear, it's good enough now. See here also, originally the kos had a good enough shear, had a sufficient shear, it had a revius, so it should be good enough now to pour in the second guy's hands. Maishna, what's the difference? So the answer is that by tcheles, by ezov, that you're sprinkling with the ezov, for tahara, and by the tcheles, that you are wearing this tcheles, you already were mekayim a mitzvah with that tcheles. That was mishtayer. You already were mekayim a mitzvah with it. So too with the Ezov, I am the Sefer Zer Avrom from Rav Agon, Rav Avrom Luftavir in Chelik Beis and Siman Lam Gimel and in Tshuvas Lahiras Nosan in Chelik Ches Siman and Hey Rambam in Pora Aduma Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet Mashi Yesh La'ayin Misham Vein Kana Mokom La'arich. So there's already a chalois din tcheles and ezov on the whole thing. So whatever's missing now still has a din tcheles and ezov. But here, benivdan didan, no mitzvah was done with the water that remained in the kli. Since no mitzvah was done with the water that remained in the kli, it can't have a chalos of valid water, of a sufficient share of water, because no mitzvah was done with it yet. So that won't work. So if you're pouring and both hands are there at the same time, so then it's coming from a kli that has a revius, and you're washing both their hands simultaneously. But if you wash Reuven's hands and now Shimon's hands, and by the time it gets to Shimon, there's no revius left. What's left in the kos never had a in the Tilsi Daim cup never had a chalos mitzvah on it. What's nishar b'kli, no mitzvah was done with it. So therefore, now that you wash Shimon's hands with it, it's not significant. It's nothing. Whereas Gardume Tchelis and Gardume Ezov, you once did a mitzvah with it. So it then had a chalos already. So now it's a mitzvah dik. So Memela, once it's cut down, it's still going to be Mekayim mitzvah. However, the opinion of the Chash that he holds that Af Bezeach Arzeam Rinan Dehavi Shiare Taira. So what's his Svara? So his Svara is maybe that since the first Gavra could not wash his hands from this water, unless it had a revius of water. So you don't need to pour the whole revius on his hands, but you need that the kos should have a revius. So in other words, the whole revius already had a chalei shem tahara. When the first person washed his hands, there's already a chalei shem tahara on the whole revius in the kos. And less than revius is left, it's still good enough, it's still kosher. So maybe that's the svaras hamachleikas bein harosh lebein harash. Super duper. Okay. So now let's take it weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, provided that the kiluach, the flow, does not stop. In the Beis Yosef, he brings from the Rashba in Chulin, in Perikol Basar, So what's the mitzvah here? If they're washing both of them at the same time, what leftover tara is there? The man minay ubasra, who's last? And if they wash one after the other, if it's Reuven and then Shimon, washing one after the other, so then what does it matter that it came from Revius? Hashtamia like a Revius. Now there's no Revius. If it's Bezeach or Zeh, one after the other, there's no Revius. So v'yesh loymar for the second guy. So v'yesh loymar demayri b'zeach arzeh u'bilvad shel yifsok ha'chiluach yafsik ha'chiluach. The kiluach can't stop, the flow can't stop. V'kal shekilu b'netil, it's a kula. V'chein pirish ha'ramban u'mishum da v'yin nitzok chibur k'dam rinan l'nyin mikveh kol zman sh'rag v'shelach ad'mayim ha'shein itar. So if you have a mikveh, something called nitzok chibur, which means if you pour, let's say you're pouring yayin nesach from... you're pouring wine. Pouring wine from into a kli that has yayin nesach. So, if there's a connection between the two kelim, in other words, there's a flow directly from one kli to another. So if the kiluach touches the yayin nesach when it's still connected to the first bottle, to the top bottle, so then the yayin and the kli alyon is yayin nesach. But if it didn't touch, then it's not yayin nesach. That's Nitzok Chibor. And then he brings the example over here from Mishnah Mikvaos. Let's say you have a guy who's the mikvah has 40 cells, sa mitzumtzemes, just 40 sa, and then a guy's in the mikvah and he stands up. And then another guy goes in and says, not 40 anymore, because part of the body's, part of the water is in the body of the guy who stood up. So as long as his legs are in the mikvah of the first guy, then the second guy who's tovel is tar. Because you see the water that's on his body is still connected to the mikvah, like nitzok chibur, and the memela, it's like the mikvah has 40 se'ah. So now we'd like to explain what the Rashba means. The Rashba writes, "Di mashu tarvayu b'chadizim," if they're washing both at the same time, "my shiari tarei ikahacha, the man minayu basra." What shiari tarei is there here? Who is last? This means, "Shim Ruvein v'Shimon pashtu yedehem, ze bitzad ze." So you have Shimon, Reuven, and Shimon. This is what the Rashba means. Reuven and Shimon are washing their hands one next to the other. And Levi pours water on both them bevasachas. So there's no last. There's no basra. So there's no shiari tahara. They're both washing at the same time. They're next to each other. So therefore it says Reuven and then Shimon. It means Reuven and then Shimon because Shimon's hands are under Reuven's hands. Ah, that's what the Rashba means. Shimon's hands are under Reuven's hands. Not that Shimon's coming after Reuven. Shimon's hands are under Reuven's hands, and therefore, by the time it gets to Reuven's hands, then there's no longer a shear of Revius, because it's already on the hands of Shimon. Part of the ward is already on the hand of Reuven. Reuven's hands are on top, and Shimon's are on below. So it's already part of the ward is already on Reuven's hands. So how's it going to help for Shimon? The answer is nitzok chibur. It's ke'ilu. The mayim el yoinim that are in the hands of Reuven are also on the hands of Shimon because they're mechubra al yedei nitzok through this flow from top to the bottom. The kiluach is mechaber. This flow is mechaber the tachton to the elyon. So that's pshat l'chayil and the Rashba. Now the Rashba brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Legabe Mikvah, right, that if the guy's standing up and part of the water's on him, the second guy who goes in, it's still kosher. The problem is we paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam paskin's not like Rabbi Yehuda. That even if the raglayim of the first person still no goes b'mayim, the second one remains tame. The second guy's tame. We don't say good achis. So we paskin like the Rabbanan. So the answer is, like the Gemara and Chagiga, Yotes, that since we're dealing only with the Derabbanan, we could be Mekel. So, Kulei Alma, even according to the Tanakhama, at a Derabbanan level, you're Mekel. There's one opinion in the Gemara, in the Lishna Kama, that Rabbi is a Cholek even in Derabbanan, but maybe in Netilas Yadayim, it's even more there. Milas Derabbanan for a Chomer Derabbanan, maybe in Netilas Yadayim, there were more Mekel than regular mikvah. So that's why the Rashba can bring Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbanim would agree. Now, what's bothersome about the Rashba is he says this word of nitzok chibur. Nitzok chibur is when you're pouring from one kli to the other, as we explained before. So why does he call the case in the mikvah nitzok? Rabbi Yehuda is not coming midin nitzok chibur. Rabbi Yehuda is coming midin good achis. And therefore, if you're coming midin nitzok chibur, you need to be there to be a straight flow that's going from the bottle to Reuven's hands to Shimon's hands. So it's all connected. But if you're dealing with good achis that you see, that the water on Shimon's on Reuven's body is going down, like the mikveh case, so you don't need to be even if nifsak hakiluach, it's fine. As long as the shim yadav shel hatachton ogeh el elyon, Mitzdarfen amayim. Ayala tachton, even nifsak achiloch, let their hands be touching. And then we can just say, Gerachis. So says Rabbeinu, Ulam Nira, Dim Nifsak HaKiluach Leka Raya Me Rabbi Yehuda Shiol Chibur Kaze. If Nifsak HaKiluach, there's no Raya from Rabbi Yehuda, that such a Chibur is effective. The Rebbe Nidon de Rabbi Yehuda Shayu Raglov Shel Arishon Nogos B'mayim, in the instance of Rabbi Yehuda, that the first guy's legs are touching the water were never Nifsak Laila Me Chibur HaMelamayim Shebemikvah. Shak Shiyotza Arishon Men HaMikvah Hoylechi Mois HaMayim. Shall ragla v'lo nifsku amayim me'olam in a mikvah. V'lachen avi shapir chibur al amayim shebemikvah kevin de'en lanu sorech shedin good achis yichad ish chibur chadash ela desagi sheyoil hadin de good achis. V'ilav z'lo nifsek ha'chiluach lo yashayach lo m'vzei gurachis. Dim amayim boim al yad shel ha'tachton achrei hafsakas ha'chiluach. Nimtza, shetitztarech lomer, shedindu gurachis yo'o lasus chibur chodosh b'en ha'memos. Lo matzinu shi'o gurachis b'chai gavna. In the mikveh case, the water was always connected to the mikveh. In other words, even when he stood out of the mikveh, he stood up, but still the water on his body is still connected. Why? Because his feet are still in the mikveh. So he has his feet still in the mikveh with the water of the mikveh, and that connects the rest of the water on his body to the mikveh water. So the good achis doesn't have to be mechadesh a new chibur. It's already connected. And then you say, okay, it's already connected. Good achis, we see the water as it's on him, as if it's still in the mikvah. The good achis enables us to say that the chibur, being the water on his body and the water in the mikvah, has not been severed. There's still a connection between the water on his body and the water in the mikvah. So that's when it comes to the mikvah case. But in our case, if the water falls onto the hand of the tachton after afsakas hakiluach, even if afterwards the lower guy's hands touches the higher guy's hands, say, what do you want to do? You want to say good achis? Yes, but then good achis is going to have to be mechadesh a chibur after the chibur was nifsak. In other words, you have the kiluach was nifsak. There's no longer a flow from the bottle to Reuven's hands. And to in such a case, if there's no longer a flow from the bottle to Reuven's hands to Shimon's hands, nifsak achibur, there's no longer a connection to the kos. The flow is not direct anymore from the kos to their hands, and then Ruv Shimon now touches Ruvain's hands. What do you want to say? You want to say good asik? So that good asik is going to have to be mechade shechibur. Even if afterwards yikarev atachton es yado the yado shel yelyam, even if afterwards the lower guy's hand touches the higher guy's hands, the kevin the kvar nifsak hakiluach, since the kiluach stopped, him came non shish b'kol hashem legias yad b'ad l'chad ish chibur achar shekvar nifsak. So how's that going to make a chibur after it already stopped? There's no longer a chibur to the to the kli. So the touching of the hand of Reuven is going to have to be mechadesh, that connection, when he touches Shimon's hand. Who says that works? And therefore we sit, there has to be lo nifseka kiluach. So therefore, the memos, la'olam lo hifsekua memos, shela elyon min atachton, so it never stopped. The water was flowing from the kli to Reuven's hands, to Shimon's hands. And there doesn't even have to be a direct kiluach from the kli to both of their hands, but there has to be a direct kiluach from the hands of Reuven to the hands of Shimon. That's the ikar. So as long as that's going on, so then Reuven got it directly from the kli. He got it from the kli of the Revius. And then Shimon is getting it directly from Reuven. There's a direct kiluach from Reuven. If Shimon afterwards touches Reuven's hands and there's a hefsek in the kiluach, so who says that him touching Reuven's hands is now going to be, is going to be, is going to create a new chibur to the kli and to the Revius? So that we don't say. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, just be careful. Make sure that the that it keeps flowing. And again, when it comes to the mikveh, in the mikveh case, so when he stands up, in the mikveh, the first guy, so the mikveh was never, the water was never, never nifsek from the mikveh, because there was, the gorasik wasn't mechadish and uchibur. It was connected the whole time. Gorasik just says that the chibur is a nifsek. But here, if the chibur is nifsak, who says that touching Reuven's hands is going to make a new chibur? So therefore, the tanai of the Shulchan Aruch is, l'bavad shelo yafsik ha-kiluach. Make sure that it keeps going, and then it's like they're both being notel me'revius. So we need the nitzuk chibur in order to connect from Reuven's hands to Shimon's hands, and then it's beseder gamor. So kamul, we have a machlokas, we have 2 days here in the mechaber, and machlokas rishonim. Do they have to wash it once, or is it even good one after the next? And we said if the svara would be that if they wash, if you hold that they have to wash it once, so you can wash one after the next because there was no chalos on the revius that's still in the kli. Therefore, they have to be doing it at the same time. And what connects Reuven's hands to Shimon's hands, even by the time it gets to Shimon, there's no longer revius because part of it's on Reuven's hands, is that nitzok chibur. And the other svara is no, that in order to wash Reuven's hands, there needs to be a revius. So therefore, some, whatever's left over, that already has a chalos, that it already has a shem mitzvah on it, and it's kosher, and you can now wash the second guy's hands with it. Okay. Yesh harbe harbe maladaber. Ve'bezrat Hashem, anachnu od namshich. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.